So it's rural connection time. And if you're feeling long overdue for some good, sweet news, you're in luck. Sugar is found in almost every product we eat. And although farming it might sound like living in a world of Willy Wonka, it's a little bit more complicated than that. This morning, my producer, Gabby Warner, joins me on air to learn a little bit more about my childhood and what it was like growing up on a sugarcane farm. Oh my God, Gabby, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Willie. It's fantastic to be back on air again with you.
Yes.
Now, I'm a child of a cattle farmer, so cane farming is something that's pretty foreign to me. Can you tell us a little bit about what that process looks like?
Okay, yes. So there's seasons, right, which there are in Mother Nature, but there's kind of planting season, there's then sort of watering season or growing season, then there's burning, and then there's harvesting. And they, you probably spend the planting, burning and harvesting, they're quite short, obviously, but then the growing or watering season, like I have really strong memories of my dad heading out to water at kind of, you know, either strange times of the night to turn the pumps off. And then the burning was probably the most exciting part of the whole process.
Yeah, so what does that kind of entail? Because that sounds quite counterintuitive to farming, I suppose.
That's true. So in North Queensland, it's common practice still, I think. Well, it was. So I grew up on the farm in the 80s and 90s. My dad had been a cane farmer all his life. And what you do is like you say, so you've got these big paddocks of cane. So it's like this kind of 6 foot plus tall grass, like it's probably about the thickness of your wrist, the each individual stalk, and then around it is what they call trash. And that's just like leaves and like kind of dried leaves. And so burning is the process of taking off the, getting rid of all the dried leaves and so that the harvester can come through and cut it more kind of, A, can cut it easier, and then B, when it goes to the mill, it's the processing is not having to process through all of the kind of trashy bit, it's just the stalk. And to burn a paddock, so like maybe you only wanted to burn half of the paddock, so you would have this kind of like Mad Max looking type vehicle, which was like a either a truck with like a metal cone on the front, so it would kind of drive through, or it might be a tractor with a like metal cone on the front. It would drive down the paddock and kind of split the 6 foot tall grass, the cane, obviously cane. Mm. And then someone walks down, and that's called the brake. And when the wind is right, someone walks down the brake with this little flamethrower type thing, which is called a burner. And it's kind of just like a jerry can with a metal rod coming out of it that then has a wick on the end. So you then kind of light that and you'll literally walk down this big paddock lighting a fire as you go. Hoping that the,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, I know. Hoping that the wind stays in the direction that you want it to be going, or there's no wind, and yeah, you like burn the half of the paddock. So someone will walk around the outside of the paddock and through the break, lighting it up.
I could totally imagine that happening on an episode of Survivor or a Mad Max film or something. That sounds insane. So that doesn't destroy the whole cane then. How long does it take to grow it if they're growing to 6 feet tall?
Yeah, oh, I'm trying to think how long the season, how long that season is. It's probably like, I'm going to say maybe like 4 to 6 months of like once you've planted, then through maybe 6 months of once you've planted through to then getting to kind of burning and harvesting time.
Right. And you were saying that not every cane farmer burns their paddocks. Why is that?
Yeah. So from my memory, no, there are different regions of cane, different cane growing regions that that do the process differently in terms of the burning. And I don't know, I'm trying to think actually now why. So the southern regions don't necessarily burn. It's still common practice in North Queensland. And I don't know whether it's something to do with slightly different processing or whether they don't get as much trash growing around the cane. So yeah, I was thinking about that question and I don't have a great answer for you, sorry, unfortunately, but it's not common practice everywhere. So North Queensland's kind of known for its big cane fire season. It's a bit of a tourist spectacle even.
I see. And are your parents still farming there? Or do you have any family up there?
Yeah, we still have some family up there. My immediate family are no longer on the farm. So my mum and dad both farmed individually at times. So watching mum go down the brake was like with the flamethrower, with the burner. That's an image that just...
etched in your memory.
Etched in my memory. Yeah. But no, we still have cane farming family up that way. And they're all, yeah, they have kind of a big cane farm. So... yeah, we still kind of get to go and watch the burns at times.
Yeah, I would imagine that would bring back a lot of memories to you.
Oh my God, yes. And just one last thing before I let you go. So when you burn, it's what they call Burdekin snow. And Burdekin is the region and the snow is black ash that just covers everything. So you don't want to have your washing out on the line when your neighbor's burning or when you're burning, because it will just get covered in black ash. So yeah, cane farming, North Queensland in the 80s.
Oh wow, totally different world. That was very enlightening, Willie. Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure, Gab. Great chatting with you, hey?
Yes, as always.